is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Sponsored by Max Barbecue, Golden Isles Collision, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here is your host, Brad Kirkland.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady. I'm Brad Kirkland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This Brunswick High Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Mr. Shuck Seafood, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Garrett Grady. Well, Coach, welcome back to the show. I appreciate you taking the time out and doing the show. I know we're a week or so removed from the game, but congrats on an awesome season. 7-3, second round of the playoffs. That's great. And I guess condolences on the loss. It was a good Marist football team, let's face it. They were good, a good-looking team. So, yeah, 41-14. Give us your thoughts on that game.
Yeah, I mean, just going back and looking at the season that we've had, and one thing I can say about this group, this team, is that they never quit. And when you got something like that, and they play with a lot of heart, I think that's something we can build upon. And the senior class is definitely one to be remembered. And looking back at the Marist game, we were up against a very, very tough opponent, as you can tell. I mean, I know we're a week behind because of Thanksgiving week, and but they're still playing, and
right.
and to go up an opponent like that, and we knew the caliber of team that they had, and we knew it was going to be a test for us, but I'm really proud of our guys. They never quit, but definitely we dug ourselves a hole, early in the game, and had some turnovers, and turnovers that resulted in scores for them, and you definitely don't want to do that in a playoff type atmosphere, and going up against a great team like Marist. They capitalize on those turnovers, and that's what good teams do. They take advantage of the opportunity, and they did that. And they, like I said, got a lot of respect for them and what they do. They're still playing right now, and but for our guys, I'm really proud of our team.
Well, it was a long trip to Atlanta, two weekends in a row. I know we had the nice buses, and thanks to Josh and Clint and all the guys that chipped in and made that happen. That had to make a difference, I know. But was that a factor going to Atlanta? I mean, eventually you're going to have to travel if you go deep in the playoffs.
Right.
But, it tells me that maybe we ought to win some. Try to get that home field advantage is really an advantage, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I think, especially in our classification, if you're a 3 or 4 seed and you win in the playoffs, you're definitely going to be on the road from there on out. And a lot of our teams that we do play are, we do have some teams here in Southeast Georgia, and it's kind of Southwest, Georgia, kind of in the, Lee County, TCC, and Northside and all those guys, HOCO. But, besides our region, their region, everything else is, you're going to travel a good bit. And I don't think it played a big factor in the game, the travel for us. But, I think every round that you're going to play, you're going to have to take a trip to Atlanta at least once or twice, or maybe 3 times. But we would definitely have been on the road the whole time, even with the coin flip. So,
well, I know this was a longer trip. I didn't know if it hadn't made any difference because it was North Atlanta instead of South side. I mean, it's a little bit longer, but
I don't think it affected us too bad. And I think our travel was planned out really well, and I think we were able to ride up there comfortably, and I think that we just. Looking back at it, I don't think I'd have done anything different with our travel.
Yeah, and I think the guys enjoyed the Chick-fil-A, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Our boys hadn't had no Chick-fil-A in a minute, so since ours has been shut down.
Yeah, the one right there by Home Depot. But, pregame went well. Very, thankful to Chamblee High School. They let us do a walkthrough there and let us do pregame meal at their high school, which is right down the road from Marist, and let us do a walkthrough on their field, and then utilize their cafeteria to do our pregame meal. And it was just us in there, so it was very, team oriented. And I just, from that point forward, we got back on the bus and went over to the high school and started our pregame routine.
This is the Bronze Akai Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, we didn't have a lot of success moving the ball, but all season long, really, we've had pretty good balance running and passing. Some games we pass better, the other games we run better, but we're always pretty balanced.
Right.
This team was able to shut us down pretty much. How were they able to do that?
Yeah, I think definitely the way they play defensively, they play hard. They try and get all 11 hats to the football. I think that's huge because anytime there's if there was a fumble or anything, they were right there on it. So you got a lot of people and a lot of opportunities to get on the ball. But they were always, they're coached to do, exactly what, and they do it. They execute, and they're always in the right spot at the right time. And when you go up against good teams like Marist, that's what you're going to face. And, I think their front was really good. I think their defensive line played really well. The secondary, always dropping, underneath a lot of stuff that we were trying to hit. And definitely I think they played really good team defense and got a lot of turnovers. I think that's kind of what, got them ahead, on us quick. And well, that's kind of what we dug a hole for ourselves.
Yeah, we were kind of in a hole at halftime, Coach, and I know the players kind of feel what's, they know what the score is, obviously. So, well, how do you talk to them at halftime? What do you say to them?
Definitely, a half of football, whatever happened in that half, it's over.
You know,
you got to think about the next play. You can't go out there and be worried about, oh, we're down so bad, and, at the half and everything, and you can't let that worry, You can't do nothing about it.
Right.
You got to move forward. You got to worry about the next play and play the next play. And I think that's what, in the second half, what our mindset needed to be. And, the game wasn't over at halftime. So let's continue to play and let's see what happens in the second half. And our guys responded very well coming out of the half. I like the look in our guys' eyes when I go in the half, and there's nobody with their head down. There's nobody, pouting or anything like that. Or, they're really focused and they're determined to win. And, so seeing that from our guys is definitely, something we can build upon.
Absolutely. And that just goes to show how good you guys had them prepared, coached up and everything. They're not falling apart even though they're behind. So that's a great thing. This Marist team, they were a bunch of seniors from what I understand. They had 19 seniors playing varsity ball. So we were a young team. I don't think we had quite as many seniors on the field at any given time, especially some of our skill positions. So we're probably a little bit younger than them. So we're young, especially on offense. Who are those seniors on offense for us that we're going to lose this year?
We're going to lose, Terry Mitchell's played a lot of snaps.
All-region guy.
Yeah, all-region, all-state guy. And, Darren Monroe and Ronald Spradley, which kind of play the same position. JR is a senior. Jack Hunt is another senior.
Yeah, they're so all-region guy.
Yeah, yep. we're gonna miss on those guys.
I made the text, and I was at the meeting tonight.
Gotcha.
With the Social Justice Club.
Moving forward, we're gonna miss those guys. And, I think that Marist did have a lot of seniors that played a significant amount of snaps over the past 4 years of their career. And, I think moving forward, I think that's we're going to have a lot of seniors in these next couple of classes that are going to contribute a lot on the field for us. So hopefully, that's what our program's going to be built upon.
Well, you got to be excited about some of the talent coming back next year. Well, more to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Hey, sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
High school football season is here, and for over 28 years, Air Adjusters has been your home team and has been helping you score that touchdown by keeping you cool in the Georgia summers and warm in the winters. High quality work from trained professionals, so give your hometown team a call. Air Adjusters, a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Financing available 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. Well, Coach, you played a tough schedule this year, very competitive games. What can these young players take away that's going to help them going into next year, especially, you know, going deep into the playoffs like this and getting gaining some of that experience?
I mean, definitely. I think from our non-region schedule, I mean, you look, we played Camden, you know, County, who's in the Final Four right now. St. Augustine, who still is undefeated, and they're in the semifinals in Florida. You know, I think that our third game that we would have played, but the Hurricane came through, was Winter Park, and you know, they were undefeated in the regular season, and they played. Can't remember who they played in the first round of playoffs, but they got put out. They played Mandarin out of Jacksonville, who's that's where Carson Beck's from. You know, there's a lot of good talent that comes from their high school. And then, you know, you look at our region schedule, and there's really not any slouches on there, too. There's a bunch of good players in our region and good teams. And I think the one thing that you can take from it is that we're going to play some tough teams that, you know, will hopefully help us, you know, later in the season, you know, get into region play. That'll help us through our region play and then help us in the playoffs when we play, you know, really good teams that, you know, I think that'll – we won't be a shock once we go against a good team because we've played some really good teams throughout our whole schedule. So I think that's one thing that we've got to take a look at with our younger guys and, you know, getting that experience and knowing that we're going to play good competition throughout the whole year.
Yeah, that the stage just won't be too big for them. So maybe get that good experience from these good games. You got a lot of speed and a lot of athletes coming back. Not everybody can play wide receiver, Coach. Can we convert some of these guys to play safety and cornerback? And because we got some serious numbers of people that can touch the ball, but it's hard to do that. You almost had that problem this year with all the speed you had.
Yeah, I did.
Is that the plan, maybe? Hey, can you get some of these guys to play both ways, maybe?
I mean, I definitely think that the game of football, there's only one football. So I think that so limiting the touches to some people, you know, you always want to put the ball in, you know, playmakers' hands and everything. But I definitely think we have some guys that can help us out in some different areas, and we're just gonna develop through those guys through the weight room and through practice in the off season and see where they can help us out. You know, I think that we do have a great group of, you know, talent that's coming through here, and I think that we just got to find the right spot and, you know, got to put a lot of trust in our coaches to develop these guys and maybe try them out at different positions. And, you know, I think our coaches do a really good job of finding where these players fit in our program and where they can help us out at. You know, if we're definitely, you know, losing a lot of guys in the secondary, then we need to find some guys that we can, you know, kind of build some depth there and still have some good players that can help us out. But, yeah, I think that that's going to be a point of emphasis this offseason, is developing those guys in the weight room and see where they can help us out at.
Well, I guess it's a good problem to have. You got a number of athletes on your team that, hey, if you needed to put them on the other side, you can do that. So that's a real good problem to have.
Yeah, I think, I mean, another phase that could probably help, these guys could help us out is on special teams.
Absolutely.
Them running down on kickoff or, you know, helping on kickoff return. And I think that's just another way that they can help us out, you know. And it's always good when you got really good players on your special teams too. You're not, you know, taking some of your better players off so they can get a breather, you know, take a break a second on special teams, because special teams can help you win or, you know, help you win a game, and you definitely don't want to help you lose a game for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, your defense made some good plays. They looked good at times. Of course, you got that big front, but Marist were successful running that option game, and they had 332 yards on the ground, 27 passing. We knew that's kind of how their MO, that's what they do with right. About every game. That's how they get their yardage. We were able to – we played Camden early in the season. We stopped them, and they're not an option, but they're that wing T.
Right.
But similar, but how is this similar or how is it different?
I mean, I think both teams are, you know, run game oriented. You know, I think that you got Camden runs the wing T really well. I think Marist runs the option really well. And both of them, even though it's different, you know, philosophies, I think that being physical in the run game, and you just got to be disciplined in both of them, and that does – you know, taking from how we played Camden and you know, how we played Marist, you know, we knew it was going to be a physical game. And defensively, you know, they were put in some situations where they had to defend a short field, you know, because some turnovers. But, you know, they played really hard. I think that I told somebody this, you know, I can't remember over the break, but I've seen a lot of people run the option, but I've never seen nobody run as good as Marist. And they did a really good job, you know. Coach Chadwick, you know, unbelievable coach. He's a legend, and they definitely know what they're doing with the option.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, you're losing some studs on defense. You know, you've got some real good players in Devin Smith and River and Donye and Gatson and Sams. Who are the next young guns to step up?
Yeah, I mean, I think some names that you'll hear. I mean, one guy that's coming back on our defense that is really going to be a big help for us is Jayshon Towns.
Well, Jay's not Thumper. I call him Thumper.
That's
he's
right.
He's coming back.
He's coming back, and, you know, he'll be in his senior year, and he's kind of the captain of the defense. And but, I mean, all those guys you just named, them seniors, you know, they're going to be hard to replace.
Oh, yeah.
They played a lot of football here at Brunswick, and, you know, over the years, they've done a really good job and been really good teammates. But I think that, you know, we're still going to try and figure out who's going to step up in some of these roles. You know, our defensive line is going to take a hit, but we've got to get in the weight room. We've got to develop these guys. Lance Brown is coming back. He played a lot of snaps for us late in the season. He's a guy that's got some experience. I think that Chris Cullen, Scooter, he could help us out. I think that Aaron Brown could help us out up front. Hezekiah may be a guy that comes over there and gets some snaps on the defensive line, and Chosen Owens, another guy. In our linebacking core, you know, we made a move from a fullback to a linebacker in Caleb Butler, and I think he really found a really good spot for him over there playing inside linebacker. Jeremiah Robbins is another guy, is an outside linebacker for us, and he's coming back. He'll be a senior next year. And Craig Richardson's another outside linebacker. And then our secondary, even though we had Tyler Sampson take gas and played a lot of the snaps at safety, their backups played a lot of snaps too, with Chris Kemp and Jeremiah Woodard. Avion Addison's another guy that he played a lot at corner, and Antoine Kurt played a lot at corner, got a lot of experience. And those guys, the two corners are sophomores that will be juniors, and the two safeties that are juniors will be seniors. So they do have some experience, and they just got to step up, and it's going to be their time to shine and lead. And, you know, they got to use the experience that they've learned and the development in the weight room. And, you know, I can't say the weight room enough about how much it's going to play a part in their development and getting these guys ready to play in a region, in our classification, because we got to be physically ready. So,
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck's Seafood, 107 Alabama in Brunswick, right beside Dan Bates. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Pirates!
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Max Barbecue. Well, Coach, your special teams played well all year. You're losing a special kicker, though, this year in McLean Finneran. He's been a staple, I think, since he's been a freshman, and he's been very consistent. He's won some big games, so... Talk about how special that's been and what you're going to miss.
Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, McLean's will be missed in the kicking game, and I think that he's done a really good job over his career here at Brunswick High School, and not only kicking field goals or, you know, kicking off, but punting as well. I think that he had a really good year punting the football and had some really good punts in the Monday's Mill game and in the Evingham game, and I think that, you know, he's done a really good job. I don't think there's anybody that works harder than him in the kicking game. He's always out, you know, kicking, trying to get better, and really coachable. But he'll be missed, and I think that, you know, a guy that came along for us in special teams was Landon Etheridge. Not only is he a long snapper, but he can kick off for us, and he can kick, you know, field goals. And Parker Hurray is another guy. He handles our short snaps, and he can actually punt for us. So those guys are really valuable to us, and they just got to develop. And, you know, like I said, really practice at it this off season. And but I feel good. You know, McLean has a good relationship with those guys, and, you know, it's a tight-knit group. And I think they'll get better as, you know, more development, more practice, and definitely we'll spend some time this spring in doing that.
Well, I think our special teams can be really special and productive next year, especially with the talent and talent group coming back and the speed and athletic ability we have. So that's going to be exciting. So I saved our O-line since this was our youngest position group. I wanted to talk about them last. I don't believe there was a kid on the team last year that played varsity. You know, Jack came over later, but
right.
So this group, they're going to be a whole, you know, they're going to have a bunch of games under their belt. They're going to be more experienced next year. So, I mean, I'm looking for good things from this group, even though we're going to replace Jack at center. I don't know who's going to step up and play center.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to move some guys around and see who fits best for us there. You know, losing Jack, losing Daniel Brown, our left guard, and but, you know, got three out of the five back on the O-line, and hopefully some other guys will step up. And you know, develop this offseason where they can help us out at the guard positions. Aiden Watford may be a guy that can get in there and help us out, and you know, maybe if he can play tackle, we can move Chase around. And but we'll definitely see what we can do, and maybe some of these younger guys can step up into a role and help us out. And but yeah, they've got a lot of experience. They've done a really good job this year. From the starting point to the very end, I think they got better over the season. I think that's definitely a positive thing to see. They didn't regress, they didn't go backwards, but, definitely we just got to get better up front, and that's going to take time. You know, offensive line development takes a lot of time. It takes, you know, playing with each other for a while, getting that gel, getting that, you know, that one position, that cohesiveness that you've got to play with up front, because it doesn't matter any other position. I think it's the hardest one on the field because all five guys got to be doing the right thing. So looking back at it, they did get better over the season. You know, as the season went on, we got to develop those guys. We got to get in that weight room and develop.
Absolutely. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, you're losing a special group of seniors this year, and I know it happens every year, but this group, I mean, it's a special group. Talk about your relationship with them and how important that is and what it means to the program.
This group of guys is, you know, like played a significant amount of snaps, like we said, these seniors. And, you know, three-time region champ, three-time city champ, made the playoffs every year they've been here. And just for these guys to go out, you know, going to wish them the best. You know, hopefully, you know, we're going to have some coaches roll through here and everything, and, you know, try and if they want to step up to the next, you know, level, and the commitment level is there and their academics are there, then maybe they'll have an opportunity to play at the next level. But I'm, you know, proud of these guys, and, you know, can't say enough about the job they did this year. And, you know, it was a rough season, and I say it's rough, and we went 7-4, but there was just some challenges that we ran into and worked through it, and I think we made it better for us to come together as a team. And I think, you know, moving forward, I think that'll help us out, you know, next year.
Well, Coach, I know you've made a difference in your players' lives. I know y'all have y'all take the opportunity to do that and develop those guys, so that's great. So now that the season's over, Coach, any trips planned, college visits? Tell us about the Georgia visit. You went to Georgia 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we got the opportunity, you know, after the Monday's Mill game. I think Georgia was playing Ole Miss, and had some of our players go there. We actually had about 10 Pirates after that game go to college visits the next day, and had some go to Georgia, some were at Reinhardt, some were at Valdosta State. So I think it was a really good experience for our guys to get on some campuses. And, you know, a lot of teams, their regular seasons are over, so some of the coaches are getting out on the road. So I think the biggest thing is working on our seniors, trying to get some guys some looks and, you know, have some opportunities. They got a lot of film that's out there, but they got to do their part. They got to stay on top of their academics. They got to finish the semester strong and work, you know, next semester in the classroom and make sure they do everything they're supposed to do.
Well, Coach, you mentioned it already, and I think I know what the answer is, but what's next for the team?
I think hitting the weight room is the biggest thing in the offseason. I think that just the development of our younger guys, you know, I think there's nothing more better than, you know, in the weight room learning what it takes to, you know, push through adversity and fighting. And that's where you get the grit, the toughness at, and develop strength. And I think the physicality, I think, you know, when you start lifting some weights and, you know, you get bigger, faster, and stronger, I think that, you know, boosts your confidence level up, and we'll definitely, hopefully we can carry that over to the field and, you know, help us, you know, because there's going to be a lot of guys, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for guys to, you know, win some positions. And I think that, you know, as long as we're working in the weight room and doing that, then we can trust those guys. If they're doing what they're supposed to do in the weight room, they're not skipping reps, they're not, you know, missing weights and everything. I think those are guys that we can put out on the field, and our coaches will have a lot of trust in those guys. And I think that'll help us out. But that's what the offseason that's what the next couple weeks look like. And then we'll go on a Christmas break and come back in January and start lifting some more weights. And, you know, I think February we'll start our early morning workouts, out on the turf. And so then that's really when we really find out who really wants to be a Pirate and everything during them 7 a.m. mornings. So.
Well, Coach, I want to say congratulations to the guys that were all region. Can we name them real quick? We got Devin. Man.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of first-team guys.
Right.
I don't want to leave anybody off. But, yeah, I think, you know, Devin Smith, Jayshon Towns, River Creel.
And Jack, I think yeah, it was Jack.
Jack Hunt. I think Terry Mitchell.
Right.
Jamarius Towns, Landon Etheridge and McLean Finneran, both first-team guys. I'm probably going to leave somebody off. I don't want to. A lot of second team guys.
Right.
Mike Daniels is a guy that I know they got a second team linebacker. Jeremiah Robbins, Tate Gadsden, William Heck, a lot of honorable mention,
right,
you know, for these guys.
So that just speaks well to the thing. Congratulations to those guys.
Yeah, well represented. I think those guys, you know, and well deserved. I think they did a really good job of playing hard throughout the season and, you know, proud of those guys. Those are some honors that they received and from the region, and that's from all the coaches in the region. And, you know, that's just, you know, a testament to their hard work and dedication and commitment to the team. And, you know, they got those honors. So,
well, thank you, Coach. And thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coach Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Thanks for joining us this season right at Max Barbecue. It's been a great season, and thanks to Max Barbecue. I'm Brad Kirkland. Until next year, go Pirates.